Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very exhausted Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., live here tonight, this Wednesday night. If you tuned in last night at about 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, I was not here. I was actually getting ready to get on a train to go to New York, and I just returned from New York a little while ago, a little bit earlier than I expected, and as a consequence of that, I am returning to you here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It was a very interesting day for me, as you might guess, because I had told you, again, if you were listening last week, and I hope you were, that I was expecting to meet today or someday this week one of the most famous people in the world, and indeed I did. So I'm going to tell you more about that. I guess that makes this a world exclusive right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you know what? I'll tell you what, folks, you probably heard a lot of world exclusives on this network. Not necessarily on this program, because this program largely is me ranting and raving about a variety of topics and then letting you, the callers and the listeners, come on and rant and rave, maybe about the same topics, maybe about some others. And occasionally we do have some guests. Now we'll be going to the two-hour format at the beginning of the month. I expect to have a lot more guests because we'll really have a lot more time to flesh out some of the issues. But needless to say, the fact that we are able to rant and rave on this program is a tribute to the fact that the Republic Broadcasting Network does indeed exist and make this ranting and raving possible. And that's why it is so vital that you, as a listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network, participate in the ongoing pledge drive that RBN has undertaken to try to get that necessary money to keep the network thriving, to make it possible for this network to expand, to help continue bringing you the good programming that you get, what, I guess, almost 24 hours a day from just a wide variety of hosts. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to listen to as many programs on this network as I would like because I just don't have the time. I don't have the time even to listen to my own program. Sometimes I have to do it, and needless to say, the point is this, that there is so much good programming that you do listen to. You can listen to it on the archives absolutely free. You can listen to it live on the Internet. And the thing is, you like what you're getting. That's why you keep tuning in. But the thing is, if you don't support RBN, RBN might not be around to provide you this good programming that you like. It's very circular, folks. You know, you can patronize Republic Trading. You can make donations. You can call the RBN office at 800-724-2719. You can buy products from the RBN website. I always mention the Aaronizer. John Statmiller gave me the Aaronizer, and I want to tell you something. It's done wonders with my apartment here. All sorts of things you can do, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll tell you about my trip to New York and a couple other things as well. This is Michael Collins Piper here on RBNLive.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, and to repeat, I am live tonight. I don't even know if they had a recorded program or if they had a guest host, but I received word yesterday morning that I needed to shoot my way up to New York, and that's exactly what I did last night. I got into New York about 10:30 and promptly checked into my hotel and set a wake-up call for 5 o'clock this morning. So needless to say, I'm a little bit tired tonight, but also exhilarated because I had a very interesting day. As I said, I met somebody very, very famous, and of course, a lot of you probably figured out who it was just by what's been going on in the news, and of course, that's the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to think I'm a gentleman, but I'm not necessarily a scholar. Ahmadinejad, if there's anyone out there who thinks it's pronounced differently, please let me know. But all day long, that name has been tripping over my tongue because I had to say that name when I met him personally today at the Barclay Intercontinental Hotel in New York. I met the Iranian president initially in a, a roundtable discussion. There were roughly 50 people, academics, some journalists, including some pretty well-known people, and the Iranian president himself. It was a roundtable discussion. It wasn't a press conference. It was very relaxed. There was a breakfast served. I guess the Iranian delegation was staying at this hotel, very elegant hotel, on the Upper East Side of New York near the United Nations. As I say, some well-known people there, including no less than the diplomatic correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, the new editor of Time magazine, Katrina Vandenhovel of The Nation magazine, Anderson Cooper of CNN, Gary Sick, the well-known journalist who wrote one of the early books on the famous October Surprise involving the Reagan administration's secret deals with the Iranians prior to the 1980 election. Lots of people there. I was surprised to hear some of these names. They're people that I've heard about and read their works for a long, long time. And here I was sitting side by side with a lot of these people. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance during the roundtable discussion to ask any questions of the president, but a lot of the things that I would have asked were covered by other people. I can't say that there were any new revelations that came out, because the president of Iran has been consistent from the very beginning in saying a couple things quite regularly and quite sensibly, that being that if the United States and Israel and other countries are allowed to have nuclear weapons and are allowed to develop nuclear power, why can't Iran? I think that's a pretty simple question. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. He didn't say that. I said that. He says their feeling is that they really don't even need nuclear weapons, because they fought a bloody war against Iraq with an all-volunteer army for some 8 years. They didn't have to draft people. There were people, Christians, Muslims alike, standing side by side together against the powerful army of Saddam Hussein, and they didn't need nuclear weapons to do that. The Iranians are very proud people. I found that out today, and I was sitting beside a very distinguished academic who I will not embarrass by naming, but I mentioned to her that at the end of the president Ahmadinejad's speech, that there his comments in the question and answer session, I said, I think it's safe to say that this gentleman is actually a gentleman far more so than the man we have in the White House. And this very well-known academic leaned over and said to me, and he's a lot smarter, too. Big doings at the United Nations today, of course. President Chavez of Venezuela has become a hero to a lot of people here in the United States and around the globe for calling a spade, or dare I say, calling a devil a devil. President Chavez called George Bush a devil today, and, you know, I agree with him 100%. The irony is that him calling the president a devil will be will energize the people supporting President Bush, and there's even probably a lot of listeners out there who, while they may not agree with the Bush policies, may be a little offended by that, because, you know, traditional Americans like to rally around their president, but, you know, we have to remember that this president isn't really our president, and there's some question as to whether or not he was legitimately elected, which comes back to the question of President Ahmadinejad. Let me try it again. Ahmadinejad of Iran. He was popularly elected. He's not a dictator, ladies and gentlemen. He ran against 8 different people who were all running on very different platforms addressing domestic issues in that country. That country, you know, what the president said today, he said Iran has been around for 1,000 years. Iran is not going to change. And the Iranian people don't like to have a foreign leader like George W. Bush telling them that he's going to save the Iranian people any more than, as the president Ahmadinejad said today, imagine if he came up there and said, I want to save the American people. Think of how the American people would feel if he talked about interfering in our domestic affairs. Very interesting. The Iranian leader does not really believe, or at least he does not seem to believe, that the United States will actually attack Iraq. I'm not sure what to think about that, because, first of all, I think the devil in the White House is crazy. I think he's also evil. I think he's under the influence of people who are both evil and crazy. And that's a very bad combination when you have someone of that nature with their hand on the nuclear button. And I will say this about Ahmadinejad. He seems like a very sincere, intelligent, well-spoken gentleman. Now, bear in mind, he was speaking in the, I'm not even sure what tongue they speak in Iran. I believe it may be Farsi. Again, I always say I'm not a scholar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a hack writer with opinions. But he was speaking in his tongue, and it was being translated. And some friends of mine who were there tell me it was a very good translation. But as I say, listening to him uninterrupted, as he was interrupted by Mike Wallace continually on 60 Minutes, I got the impression that I was listening to a very thoughtful man. And in fact, he is an academic. He was a college professor before he became mayor of Tehran. So this guy's no dummy. That's a very pedestrian way of describing this individual. And you know what's interesting about him? He's very short in stature. I'm not very tall myself, but he's shorter than I am and much more slender than I am. But he has an amazing presence. He is someone who radiates authority. And he also radiates authority in a very down to earth and genuine way. Not a haughty individual at all. And I'm pleased to say that after the formal roundtable discussion, I was able to meet with him privately, although briefly. And I was very honored that he has asked me to come to Iran as his personal guest. And the arrangements will subsequently be made for that trip. Should be a very interesting experience. Evidently, he is familiar with some of my work through some mutual acquaintances that we do have. And like I say, it was a real great honor to meet him and talk to him, however briefly, through a translator. So as I say, it was a very interesting day and great pleasure to meet him. You know, the gentleman, he was born in 1956. He's 4 years older than I am, chronologically. But as I say, listening to him talk, I felt as though I was listening to someone with much, much experience in the world. And needless to say, he is the president of a major country that's playing a major role on the world stage today. But when I sit here and look at myself sitting in my little apartment in Washington, D.C., you know, tapping out stories on the computer, it occurs to me that this gentleman is just 4 years older than I am, but although he's very youthful in appearance and his actions and in his presentation, there is a depth to him that I've not seen in many American politicians. So he's become a world figure, and in some respects a world leader, precisely because of this sheer force of personality. And it would be interesting to see a real debate between George W. Bush and the leader of Iran, because President Ahmadinejad was actually elected by the Iranian people. And as we know, in the 2000 election, George Bush was not. Not even by, if we believe the votes, not even by a majority of the popular vote. And then in the end, he was actually selected by a Supreme Court, which I believe was corrupted and has a record of corruption, which I've talked about on this program, about the connections of the late former Chief Justice Rehnquist to the Bronfman crime family and their syndicate in Arizona. And it was that Rehnquist court that selected George W. Bush as the president. So, needless to say, this visit I had in New York today was very, very interesting. And when we come back from the break, I'll fill you in on another very interesting item, which I think will interest a lot of you. And, of course, we're going to have open phones tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a reminder that the network is still on the pledge drive, and I am hoping, and the people down there at the RBN office in Round Rock, Texas, are hoping that you're going to come through with a pledge. Maybe a monthly pledge if you can make it. Maybe just a one-time donation, but whatever you can do, do something. That's very, very important. Keep this programming on the air and to help expand the programming, expand the listenership, expand the outreach. Keep this thing going. Okay, well, we have some callers coming in, and I'm going to go ahead with them right now. Let's go to Ben from Florida. I don't think this is the Pope. I think this is my friend Ben. How you doing, Ben?
How you doing, Mike?
What are you up to?
Okay, about last night's program, I was itching at the bit here. God, I wanted to mention that, wasn't it the care of all the Catholic houses of worship, the churches and what have you, were under the protectorate of the Palestinians, and they did a tremendous job doing that.
Ben, let me tell you something. You know something? You know more about last night's program than I do. Did they rerun the broadcast with Hashim Talawi and Mark Glenn and myself?
Yeah, well, I tried to get on last night. I'm sorry, I won't take up.
What I'm asking is, because that was a rerun of a previous program.
But I just wanted to mention that fact, and also that Islam recognizes the fact that the man called Jesus walked the face of the earth, and they honor the fact that he was a prophet walking the face of the earth, and they also respect his mother, Mary, as much as they respect Muhammad's wife.
Ben, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, it's very interesting.
I'm off.
It's very interesting, Ben. You know why? Because the gentleman who formally introduced me to the Iranian president today is a very well-known Iranian filmmaker and documentary producer, and what he's best known for is his... Ben, do you have your radio playing? You got to turn that radio down, Ben. Ben?
What are you up to?
Ben, you got to turn that radio down. I'm getting all sorts of feedback, Ben.
I wanted to mention that...
Ben, can you hear me? I think we lost Ben, ladies and gentlemen. Probably just as well for the moment. He had his radio turned up, and I was hearing all sorts of feedback. Okay. All right, I guess we lost Ben. In any case, I was responding to Ben, telling him that the Iranian filmmaker who introduced me to the Iranian president today has produced a movie, a very loving film about the life of Jesus Christ. And this film is very popular in Iran. Now, ladies and gentlemen, particularly those of you who think that Islam as a faith is hostile to Jesus Christ and to Christianity, consider this, that in Iran, this country that we hear is so bad and full of all these, we're told these anti-Christian people are there, this movie about Jesus Christ by a Muslim filmmaker has been a hit. Doesn't that tell you something about the lies that are being foisted off on the American people by the mass media in this country? I think it says a great deal about it, folks. So Ben's point's well taken. Okay, well, we have a minute or so coming up before the next break, and we're going to go to Jim in New York. Jim, come on up.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Okay. I think you found the portal there with Ben. I mean, that sounded like some strange Twilight Zone situation was going on.
Well, don't say that because what it was feedback from this very program.
Right. I know he needs to turn his radio down.
Yeah.
The reason why I called you, Michael, is that I just wanted to point out the obvious for those who hadn't gotten it yet as far as the nations and everything that are in every city and community in this country that meet in secret. I just wanted to point out what Yahshua said that, you know, if you do good, you don't go and hide in your closet and you know, try to hide everything you're doing. If you're doing good, you come out, you know, so that everybody can see all the good things that you're doing and thank God, you know, that you did them and you know, they would support you and help you. But for anybody who hadn't figured out masonry yet, I mean, it's obvious that since they're all hiding, you know, in their little, you know, granite lodges and stuff like that, it's obvious that they're up to no good.
Jim, I'll tell you what. I've mentioned this story on the program before, and, I'll tell you what. We have this break coming up. If you want to hang on, I'll tell you about my own personal witnessing, so to speak.
Sure, I'd be interested.
Of some Masonic trickery. In an American courtroom.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, to the regret of many, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic is in Round Rock, Texas, 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're taking your calls tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But there's another number I would like you to call. That's the RBN number. That's the number where you can make donations. That's an 800 number as well. You can remember 800. And that other number is 724-2719. 724-2719. The number you should call if you haven't called it. Okay, we have Jim from New York on here, and before we went to the break, I promised Jim and you that I would tell a story. I'm not going to go into the details of the story because it would be too complicated, but needless to say, Jim, yes. Some years ago, roughly 10 years ago, I was representing my former publisher, the Spotlight newspaper, in a minor courtroom skirmish. I was there as the representative for the corporation. A gentleman who was a strong supporter of the Spotlight had left his not very substantial estate to the Spotlight. It was worth about $50,000. And his sister challenged that legacy and tried to get it for herself. What was very interesting was that in the course of that one day's worth of entertainment there in the courtroom, in which I was a witness on behalf of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, I saw a strange exchange of words and glances, and I won't go so far as to say hand signs, but I heard an exchange between a witness and the opposition attorney and our own attorney and the judge, and it made it very, very clear to me that the judge and the two attorneys and the witness were all members of the same Masonic lodge. And when that point was brought out open into the courtroom, when the Masonic element was thrown openly into the case where it was actually mentioned in the courtroom, I saw our own attorney turn and throw a furtive glance in my direction, hoping that I did not see it. This happened at the same time the opposition attorney was looking triumphantly at our attorney as if to say, gotcha. And it so startled me, because I had heard over the years, you know, I had read these stories about Masonic deals in the courts and, you know, how Masonic trade-offs are taken when opposition attorneys, two Masons are in opposition to one another in another case. This is precisely what happened. And in the end, although Liberty Lobby had a very strong legal and moral stake in getting that small estate from this gentleman who very definitely wanted Liberty Lobby to have it and not his sister to have it, his sister to with whom he'd been estranged for years and years, that judge issued a very highly creative ruling that turned that estate over to the sister rather than to Liberty Lobby. And I have absolutely no doubt in my own mind that it was a Masonic fix. And to actually see that happen is really rather disturbing and rather frightening.
Right. Well, I mean, it goes all the way up to the top of our government. I mean, Kerry and Bush are both skull and bones Masons that are, drug runners for the Russell Trust all the way back in the 1800s, controlling the international opium ring.
Yeah, I personally believe, based on my own research, and I don't pretend to be an authority on the Masons. If I pretended to be an authority on the Masons, I would be a liar, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about that, but I will say this much of my perception of the Masons is, and also I have a friend who was a very high-level Mason with although he's since left Freemasonry, he had connections up to the highest levels of Freemasonry in Britain, and he assures me that there is what he described as a very dark side to Masonry.
Oh, sure.
Yes, and I trust this person explicitly, and I have no doubt about what he has said, and he has been very openly in opposition to the Masons, and there was actually an attempt on his life that was very clearly an assassination attempt. So, like I say, I have no doubts about that. I'm pretty confident that at the highest levels, the Zionist movement is pretty much in charge of Freemasonry. That power can reach down even to obviously to the local levels through the Freemasonic network.
Right.
But a lot of times they have no reason to exercise that power because there may not be any particular Zionist interest in some particular little courtroom squabble somewhere.
Yeah, well, they exercise it in their own local sphere. I would imagine that would seem to be logical. I'll let some other callers get on. I just wanted to recap, Yahshua said, you know, if you do good things, you don't go and hide yourself. You do them before all, so God can be praised. And I just wanted to encourage everybody to worship the Lord. He can get us through everything. And I appreciate your show, Mike.
All right, I appreciate your call, Jim.
Thank you.
Speaking of which, speaking about the show, I am compelled to comment on a very disappointing email that I received the other day from someone. I always say in this program, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to read. In fact, you know, I just learned recently that that's what according to the Muslims, that's the first instruction that God gave to the Prophet Muhammad, who was illiterate. He said, read. And it is so important to read, but it's important to read carefully. And it's important to listen carefully. And, you know, I say that so often on this show. Well, why I'm saying that tonight, folks, is that, as many of you'll recall, some character calling himself Solomon called in here and made the claim, and I'll even suggest that perhaps he thought he heard me say this, he made the claim that I said on the air that I had received, and I hate to even go through this again, he said that I had made the statement that I received a monthly stipend from the folks at Wing TV. Now, I know that I don't receive a monthly stipend from the folks at Wing TV. I never have. I received a one-time payment, a one-time stipend from them. I made that very clear when I first introduced the debate between my colleague Christopher Boleyn and the folks at Wing TV. Well, needless to say, despite that, this man Solomon, this individual Solomon, I gave him the show one night, if you recall, ladies and gentlemen, let him rant for nearly 20 minutes, repeating himself, making himself look like a fool. But needless to say, I gave him the program, and I said to him, I said, Solomon, I said, if I said that I received a monthly stipend from Wing TV, if I said it, which I don't think that I did, it was a mistake, and I do not receive, nor have I received, such a stipend. And I said, I challenge you or anybody else to go into the archives of this program and find where I say that I received a monthly stipend. Well, that matter just kind of went by the wayside until the other day when I received an email from someone, apparently well-meaning, who said, Dear Michael, I like your show, but the fact is you did say that you received a stipend from Wing TV. And they quoted my exact words and cited the actual program. So that required me to sit down and play back my own program. Well, they did correctly cite what I said. But the point is this, folks. I didn't say that I received a monthly stipend. And yet this person heard the discussion and the use of the word stipend and then went to the archives and found where I had used the term stipend. The debate was not over the term stipend. The debate was over whether or not it was a monthly stipend. So again, you see, this is the thing. I had to waste all my time responding to this person in an email, and I had to waste all my time playing back the program, and I had to waste the last 5 minutes explaining this all to you over again and then reciting what I told the person who sent me the email. This would not have been necessary if that person who had sent me the email had simply listened carefully and read correctly and carefully. So again, I repeat myself, it's so important to listen carefully and read carefully because things are so open to interpretation. And then when you throw a troublemaker like Mr. Solomon, an apparent agent for this fish bait person, you throw somebody like that into the mix and anything goes. But I gave him 20 minutes. Let him bend our ears with his nonsense. All right, folks. Let's go on to something substantive. I hope it'll be substantive. We're going to bring up Lonnie from Canada. Lonnie, how are you this evening?
Hello, Michael Piper. I'm doing well. How are you?
Not having had more than about 10 hours sleep in the last 48 hours, I guess I'm doing pretty well.
I do a lot of flying as well, so I can relate to that. I have a question for you about your visit yesterday or this morning. Whatever.
Actually, today.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm curious who paid for that. You have a book a last minute. Given your high profile in the Patriot community, you book a last minute flight to New York, which is obviously, as you know,
it was not a flight. Actually, it was a train ticket.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, it's, well, the simple answer to that was paid for by American Free Press. I couldn't afford it.
And see, well, this is I'm really glad you brought up the listening careful thing because you've stated several times that you are not a wealthy man by any stretch, live in low-income housing, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a valid question. But you've also stated many times that American Free Press is extremely broke as well.
Well, American
Free
Press
stayed in a posh hotel, so...
I didn't stay in a posh hotel.
Okay.
I didn't stay in Barclays Intercontinental. I stayed at the Holiday Inn.
I'm sorry. Then I misheard you. I thought you said that you stayed in a hotel.
No, I didn't stay in that posh hotel. I stayed in a Holiday Inn that was not exactly very posh, but it was very expensive.
Okay. I think that's
fair enough. But the point is this, that even, you know, I tell you what, American Free Press could actually barely afford that, as a matter of fact, but it was considered worth the expense. So that I could go to New York and participate in this roundtable discussion and meet the Iranian president, because the man is obviously news.
I see. Interesting. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Fine. And I'm just curious about this is a question towards RBN and John Stadtmiller, I suppose, in general. Obviously, you have this fundraising thing going on right now. And Mr. Stadtmiller has mentioned that his operating costs are $1,200 an hour. And he has also mentioned that his overall cost is about $500,000 a year. And if you run the math on that, it appears to be double that, but I'm assuming his $1,200 an hour is just when he's live on the air.
Well, I tell you what, Lonnie, I really can't answer any of those questions. I've never been at the station at RBN. You know, I just do this program out of Washington, D.C. You know, they call me long distance here in Washington, and we connect over a long-distance line, so at that rate, we're at least running up an hour's long-distance time, which ain't necessarily cheap. So if you have any specifics on questions like that, you're going to have to ask John Stadtmiller.
Okay, well, I know he's obviously sometimes listened to your program, so I'll put it out there for other RBN listeners to think about. If he is operating this endeavor at $1,200 an hour, and his only financing is coming from listeners and purchasing through RBN Trading and so on and so on, I ask how many companies can operate at a $1,200 an hour loss?
Well, listen, let me tell you something.
It doesn't add up.
I'll tell you what, I can answer that just knowing how American Free Press operates. American Free Press operates hand to mouth.
I get that concept, Mr. Piper, but it doesn't add up.
I think the approach you're taking is the approach that so many people take. They assume that something like American Free Press or the Republic Broadcasting Network operates on a profit, but you know the fact is that there's a lot of let me give you an example. The Washington Times newspaper is published daily, you know, and they are subsidized, at least they used to be subsidized, largely out of the bank account of the Unification Church, or at least indirectly from the Unification Church. It was operating at massive losses, but Sun Myung Moon and his backers...
Oh, well, see, this is exactly my question, though, Michael. Clearly... They're not operating at a profit. That's obvious. Mr. Stadtmiller is pointing that out. So who's subsidizing?
Well, I'm saying no. I'm not drawing. What I'm saying is
no. I am drawing that conclusion.
Hold on.
These bills are legitimate and obviously can be are right in front of them on paper. Somebody is paying for it every month. These bills exist and they need to be paid every month, or I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Who is paying for it?
You know, here's the thing, Lonnie. What I'm telling you is that American Free Press operates, as I understand it, if what you're saying here tonight is accurate, and as I say, I don't know anything about the finances of RBN, but I do know...
Well, Mr. Stadtmiller stated this on your program.
Well, Lonnie, but, you know, you're taking kind of like an offensive position, and I guess...
No, I'm questioning. No, I apologize if it's coming off as offensive. It's actually confusing to me. Mr. Stadtmiller clearly stated on your program last week that his operating costs are $1,200 per hour. Those bills need to be paid every month regardless. Now, he also gave a number, this I do not remember the exact number, somewhere in a $3,000 range for a month of donations, which is obviously extremely small. Obviously, it's a little higher based on Republic trading and so on. But I highly doubt anywhere close to $1,200 an hour. Regardless, they have to be paid. Who's paying
well,
for it?
Well, like I say, I'm not in a position to answer that, but my guess,
well, being an investigative journalist, I would imagine,
well,
a very important question. Given,
well,
that,
you know, I don't appreciate your sarcasm because
it's not sarcasm.
Yes, it
it's
is
very,
sarcasm. You're
really,
telling
it's a very valid question.
So, what is it? What is it you're suggesting? Are you suggesting that the Rothschilds?
The Rothschilds. Well, why would you even bring that up? I am suggesting that it doesn't add up. Nothing more. Nothing more. And I think it's a valid question, and I'm sure other RBN listeners have thought of it. And
I don't think many people have thought of it.
Well, really?
Bonnie.
Well, then they should. All you patriots out there that call in, good people, Rodney, Renee, Drew, think about that.
Lonnie, I think you feel like you've accomplished something. I mean, is that your goal, to try to downgrade RBN? We're going to a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. In some respects, I'm glad we had that previous call there from Lonnie, because what you saw demonstrated there was some classic hit-and-run smearing. Asking questions. This is the same tactic that this Eric Fishbait uses. Is it possible that the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press are controlled by the Zionists? Oh, we're not saying that. We're just asking. Isn't that funny? And then, of course, he challenges me as an investigative journalist to check it out. Going to tell you a couple things, folks. I got some information over the break. John was not available, but Sandra, John's wife, came on board and filled me in on some details there regarding RBN's pledge drive and that $1,200 figure that Lonnie cited. But I will tell you something very interesting about American Free Press. And, of course, Lonnie's contention or his suggestion was that some secret force somewhere subsidized my little trip to New York today. You know, kind of funny, folks, I was very, very tired and really needed to take a nap. I was very, very tired after the trip. And I could have stayed in the hotel after 12 noon, and American Free Press would have paid for that extra time that I spent there in the hotel. But you know what? I said to myself, American Free Press is hurting. So I'm going to forsake my much-needed little nap. I'm going to forsake the opportunity to do a little sightseeing here in New York at American Free Press's expense. And I checked out of the hotel at 11:30 and thereby saved American Free Press roughly $300 on that room. So I really particularly resent Lonnie's suggestion there. As far as that $1,200 an hour figure, that was a mistake. John rendered that information incorrently. John Stadtmiller made a mistake, and I'm sure he'll be glad to come on and talk about it further. What it is, the pledge goal is the equivalent of $1,200 an hour. It doesn't cost RBN $1,200 an hour to broadcast. RBN is hoping to raise enough money so that there is $1,200 per hour in the bank to be able to bring these broadcasts to you. But again, I don't think that Lonnie was legitimately concerned. I think Lonnie was just dropping a bomb and trying to cause trouble. Lonnie's the same guy that called in here, I believe, calling for the assassination of judges. And some of our toughest, no-holds-barred callers were very suspicious of him. Some of our smartest, toughest callers who don't pull any punches were very suspicious of him. And now I have some real suspicions about Lonnie calling in here and trying to drop a bomb. When I said, oh, who do you think is funding this network, the Rothschilds, being totally sarcastic, what did Lonnie have to say? Oh, funny you should bring them up. No, the Rothschilds don't fund this network. They don't fund American Free Press. And guess what? They dragged John Stadtmiller on the line here. John, come on up.
Mike, I just wanted to let you know that starting on my broadcast, and that was a mistake. I was given information, and I put it out wrong. So, Lonnie, I don't know who you are, who you work for, but, you know, go fly a kite, my friend. But at any rate,
being gentle, John. Well, I'm going to call you Gentle John from now on.
Well, here's the problem. Your show is not being heard on 12180. I precede you, and I just talked to the shortwave transmission people and said you're being heavily jammed, so we're moving you to 50-50. And we will be making the announcements here all next week on your frequency move, Michael.
All right, John. Appreciate that information. And, Lonnie can go fly a kite and do some other things I can't say on the air. Apologies to those other callers who joined us. We are running out of time, but I'll be here tomorrow night live. Thanks, John. Thanks to the good people at RBN. They don't deserve the kind of crap that they just got from Lonnie calling from Canada. Stay tuned for more good programming here, folks.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.